All right, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up page 162, middle of the page, new section. Hamitzvos heim b'seder sha'olam achar. The mitzvos represent an otherworldly order. Tzarech loda levada ashlama. So he says, lama lanu ligmar mitzvos. Remember again, yesterday we were speaking about the idea about the what he called, you know, pre-actional zrizos and actional zrizos. So pre-actional zrizos means I have to be zoriz in order to start something, meaning something has to be accomplished, I have to exhibit zrizos in order to go ahead and get the job done, because the concern is that if I allow for time to elapse, so time could introduce all kinds of other variables, and those variables, good morning, those variables potentially could preclude me from accomplishing the thing I want to accomplish. And then is what's called actional zrizus. Actional zrizus means once I go ahead and I start something, so I need to make sure that I do whatever is within my power to go ahead and finish it. Because even once you start something, starting something is no guarantee that you're going to go ahead and finish it. The variables could still be introduced, and therefore, lemaisa, again, I need to finish things as quickly as possible. So, lama lano ligmar mitzvah. Ligmar mitzvah, zelo darakah. So why is it that there's such a fixation or such an importance on finishing the mitzvah? Meaning certainly finishing a mitzvah, for that matter we will see it's not just the mitzvah. Very often in life it's finishing anything is not easy. Well, there's another dynamic here also, which is like that sometimes we start things because when we start them they're exciting. And then what happens? That, you know, that new life initiative smell often wears off. And suddenly, again, it's a little bit more taxing than anything. But finishing a mitzvah is not easy. Ligmar mitzvah, perusho shel davar. Levada shamaisa yagia letachliso. So what does it mean to finish a mitzvah? To finish a mitzvah means to make absolute sure, to whatever degree within my abilities, that something comes to fruition. That the maisa mitzvah, the action of the mitzvah, is able to fully actualize and come to fruition. Shamatara huska, to ensure that the purposes have been accomplished. Adam lefamim ose dvarim ba'olam hazeh. Person sometimes does things in this world. Ose ma'asim v'somech alkach shem osa achos shtayim shalosh hatotzah tagia. So, you know, what happens often in life is we assume that if we take certain steps, you could fill in the blank with this. It doesn't matter mitzvah or anything else. But I assume that if I initiate a process and begin certain steps 1, 2, and 3, that the action will tatotzah tagia, the result will occur. The result will occur. Lama lo? Harbe dvarim ba'olam hazeh heim be'etzem totzar tivi shama alochem makdimin. There are many things in life that where the results are linked to taking a series of previous steps. Atal tzarech lios arani ad asof zeyagia. You don't have to be alert, or you don't have to be on top of things until the end. Ultimately, it will occur. So let's say we could fill in the blank. I don't know. No examples come to mind right this moment. But the idea is there are certain processes in life where the result is the culmination of a series of previous steps. And once the steps are taken, the result ultimately will occur. I don't have to go ahead. I don't need to be on top of every single part of this. Rather, as long as I go ahead and I begin this process, the result ultimately will occur. He goes on, he says, Im shalachta, okay, gives examples. Im shalachta chetz le'ize shehu kivun, hu yigye l'sham. If I shoot an arrow, about 162, second to last paragraph. If I go ahead and I shoot an arrow in a particular direction, what happens? The arrow will reach that destination. Just the way that it is. I mean, in other words, what he's pointing out over here is if I shoot the arrow, so after I shoot the arrow, by definition, the result will occur. There's nothing else for me to do in that process. It is what it is. If I plant seeds in the ground, again, they'll sprout. I've done the preparations. I've done to whatever degree I framed the process. As yish lo es haketzev shalom, es hazrima. So I say there are certain processes in life where once I initiate them, they then take on a life, an energy, and the flow of their own. V'advarim kavar yatzu lepoel, him kavar yizarmu, hakol yihye b'seder. So we'll say it's an incredible Yisur. There are some things in life where all I need to do is start the process, initiate the flow, the zerem, the stream, and by definition, everything else falls into place. Atazorek tafshel zochasir, hukvar yisbashel. Atazorek lavo kol shnia livdok im hu isbashel, hukvar yisbashel. We'll say if I want to put food into a pot. So again, I want to be clear. Some of these processes that he's describing, so they require some level of involvement. But lamaisa, at the end of the day, once the process is initiated, it takes on a life of its own. So once I go ahead and put the food in the pot, so by definition, there's a cooking process that is now occurring. I don't have to check every single second if the food is cooking. I put the seeds in the ground. I don't have to check every second if the seeds are germinating. I shoot an arrow. And shooting an arrow is the most extreme example. Once I shoot it, by definition, there's a process that's in place that will occur. He goes on, he says, see, here's what's interesting. Once you put the food in the pot, or you put the seeds in the ground. So we'll say everyone would agree that once, for example, I put the food in the pot, it would be a waste of time to pull up a chair, sit by the stove, and just stare at the pot. There's no benefit to that. I'm not contributing anything to the process by doing that. I can already now, at the time that I put the food into the pot, I can move on to something else, right? It's now that I can engage in another process. Le proyect haba, to another project. It's another project, top of 163. Shagar v'shachach, right? I've done what I had to do, and again, I'm not, obviously, the food, I want to be clear, the food will require additional involvement, and the food will require monitoring, but I don't need to sit there, you know, actively, like, fanning the fire, is it hot enough, you know, or you know, saying to Helen that the food is going to come out okay. There's a process, I initiated the process, and the process will come to fruition, I mean, it'll happen to a certain degree de facto. Do I need to be involved in certain ways? Yes, but the ongoing involvement is not necessary. I can now move on to something else. Top of 163. So this is the way it works with most processes in this world. And we'll say most things in this world fall into this category because they are within the framework of this world. So we'll say the way it works is that when you put the piece of meat into a pot, by definition, the laws of science say that heat will act upon that meat in a certain way. And I know that if I have it at a certain temperature and I leave it there for a certain amount of time, that there'll be a certain result with that meat. I don't have to actively be involved to ensure that that result occurs. That result occurs because that's the way the world works. I put the seeds into the ground. By definition, assuming that I do my hishtadlos, I water the seeds, I do whatever else, there's a certain process that then kicks in. That process does not require my ongoing moment-to-moment involvement. He goes on, he says, you could rely on the laws of the natural world. You don't have to go ahead and be actively involved to ensure that the matter reaches its final goal. There are laws of nature. The laws of nature say that once you initiate the process, that process will unfold in a particular fashion. Look at the bolded line, 163, six lines down from the top. B'mitzvos zelo kacha. Rebosai, what works with cooking dinner and planting your seeds does not work with mitzvos. What does that mean? Ki mitzvos amarnu shem lo lefi klalia olam hazeh. Remember again, mitzvos don't work in accordance with the laws of this world. Mitzvos ze olam acher. Mitzvos are a different world. Mitzvos ze lo mashu sheshach l'tavnis, l'chukim, l'sdarim hanormaliyim shala olam hazeh. Mitzvos are not governed by the natural framework of this world. Elu dvarim lo normaliyim. Mitzvos, pashit, are not normal. Mitzvah, ze shayach l'davar acher. So mitzvos beat to a different tune, different drum. Hilo mut emes behechrach li olam hazeh. V'lachein yochol lihios. We'll say, listen to this phrase. Shata eschata b'mitzvah v'ata omer, kein zek v'yiskal gol mipo, aval zelo ovid kacha. See, Rabbi Sain, one thing is clear, which is, if you put your meat into the pot, it will get cooked. If you put your seed into the ground, it will grow. If you shoot the arrow, it will go in a particular direction. These are facts. These are facts. These are realities because they are programmed as part of the natural world. Mitzvos, because they are not part of the natural world. Mitzvos, because they are part of the spiritual world, don't work within the same framework. In other words, you see where he's going with this. What he's going with this is, that's why you could start a mitzvah, and even if you take steps 1 through 3, A through C, does not necessarily mean that the mitzvah is going to result in anything. Unless, of course, what? There's active tipul, active involvement every step of the way. You could put your meat in the pot, and as long as you set the right temperature and the right heat source and the right spices, you know what your result's going to be. You don't have to worry about the introduction of variables. When it comes to mitzvahs, when it comes to spirituality, there is no such thing as initiating a framework and kind of the rest goes on cruise control. If you want something to happen in the spiritual world, you must be actively involved in that process every single step. He goes on, he says, V'lachein, yachol lihiyo sha'ata eschalta l'mitzvah. Therefore, it's possible you can start a mitzvah. V'ata omer kein zek v'yiskal galipo. Ah, okay, I've done the necessary steps. I know that the matter is going to come to fruition. But amazingly enough, it doesn't happen this way. You have to be actively involved and make sure that the mitzvah comes to its result. So we'll pause over just a moment. You hear this incredible yisud, by the way, when I learned this, this to me was like the answer to all of my major life questions, because sometimes we all have, it's amazing, specifically in the realm of ruchnius, specifically in the realm of spirituality, things that we've wanted to accomplish, and yet we haven't. Yet it's interesting because we're accomplished people. Meaning in other areas of life, I've been able to accomplish the things I want to accomplish, and yet again, in the realm of ruchnius, why is it that I often find myself at a standstill? So Rav Kashdil will say there's a very simple distinction. Because in the natural world, the way it works is, as long as you begin a process and you put the pieces in place for the continuity of that process will come to fruition. You don't necessarily have to be on top of that process every single day or every single moment. In the realm of ruchnius, however, in order for something to come to fruition, in order for something to fully actualize, a person has to be actively involved in their spirituality every single moment and every single step. And if I'm not, there are absolutely no guarantees that things progress on their own. We'll stop over here, Meretz Shalom. We'll pick up in the middle of 163 tomorrow.